You know, the most accurate way to describe what's causing the deaths right now from coronavirus, which is currently around 900 deaths per day in the United States, is to explain that people are dying from censorship. Because it's censorship of nutrition and natural medicine and natural cures that has been leaving people vulnerable to this infection that seems to be killing people mostly who have zinc deficiencies or are on blood pressure medications because they had underlying health conditions such as hypertension and did not resolve those using nutrition and natural health and lifestyle changes. And all of those things have been put into place by censorship of the tech giants and the media, which is all run by Big Pharma. So Big Pharma and the FDA and even the CDC and the FTC have been attacking nutrition and natural supplements for decades, decades. They've been trying to outlaw them and to silence people from being able to tell the truth about what nutrition can do to treat or cure or prevent degenerative and chronic disease. You know, this is the disclaimer that everybody is required to put on a nutritional supplement when you sell a supplement in America today. You have to say, oh, the FDA has not approved this, you know, vitamin C, let's say, vitamin C, to treat or cure or prevent any disease. The FDA has not approved these statements. You're required to put that on your websites and any marketing texts, even though everybody knows that vitamin C prevents and treats scurvy, because scurvy is a disease of vitamin C deficiency. But if you say that vitamin C prevents and treats scurvy, then you can be arrested. You can have all your customer database seized. You can be required to refund everybody who ever bought vitamin C from you just for saying that vitamin C prevents scurvy. Same thing with vitamin D and rickets. Rickets is a disease of vitamin D deficiency. Rickets is when your bones are all mushy and soft. And to this day, especially African-American children are being born with rickets because dark skin, you know, blocks sunlight. And many people with dark skin, they have vitamin D deficiencies, even more than people with fair skin. And yet no one is telling the Black community in America, hey, you need vitamin D so your babies aren't born with mushy bones, because that's rickets. But if you say that vitamin D can treat and prevent and even cure rickets, which it can, then you might be arrested by the FTC or arrested by the FDA officials or fined or have all your inventory confiscated or whatever. You know, that's how insane it is. And by the way, for the editors of this podcast, you can't even put Health Ranger Store anywhere on this podcast, because now we're talking about the truth about this, and so you can't link to our store without some risk of being arrested. And all that's insane, but this has extended now into the realm of the coronavirus, where zinc and vitamin D and many other nutrients are proven to be incredibly helpful at preventing, perhaps treating, perhaps curing, in certain cases, coronavirus infections. But you're not allowed to say that, you see, because censorship is in place to block anyone from learning the truth about how nutrition can save lives. Nutrition can save lives, especially during a pandemic, but you're not allowed to say it. And that's a crime against humanity. If anything should be realized out of this entire pandemic, it's that the FDA is the enemy of humanity. The CDC is the enemy of humanity. The FTC treats dietary supplement companies in a very unfair way. We need to be able to tell the truth about what supplements and nutrients can do to prevent and treat diseases. But the FDA, their official position, which is absurd and anti-science, their official position is that there's no such thing as any nutrient that can treat any disease. According to the FDA, only prescription drugs can treat disease. They don't even admit that vitamin C can prevent scurvy. They won't admit it. So we're living in this totalitarian regime of quack science run by the FDA, enforced by the federal government, basically gunpoint totalitarianism, where you are required to remain silent about nutritional supplements and preventing health conditions and treating chronic degenerative disease and so on. You're not allowed to tell the truth. You're not allowed the right to speak. Your First Amendment rights have been obliterated by the FDA working in collusion with Big Pharma and Big Tech and Big Media to silence anyone who tells the truth about natural remedies and even just basic nutrition, even if it's not a nutritional supplement. If we say things like, oh, go eat flax seeds or go eat ginger and garlic, it's anti-cancer, you're attacked for that. The FDA doesn't even believe that foods are medicine. They will tell you there's no such thing as a food that's medicinal at all. A lot of doctors still believe that, if you can believe that. Doctors think food isn't medicine. How can you be so ignorant, so nutritionally illiterate? But they are. I'm telling you, that's the nation in which we live right now, where people are dying needlessly. They're dying from ignorance. They're dying from censorship. They're dying because Big Pharma has a stranglehold over this country and won't allow anyone to tell the truth about how nutrients and herbs and remedies can save lives, especially during a pandemic. Just think about this. Think about how evil that whole system is and how insane it is. You're not allowed to know the truth. And if you search something on Google about vitamin C and IV therapy, to treat cancer or to treat the coronavirus, Google won't let you even find that information. They'll send you over to the WHO, which lies to you because the WHO is run by communist China, or the CDC, which lies to you and says, masks don't work. Nobody wear a mask. That's the official position of the CDC, which is just as insane as the FDA saying that there's no such thing as a vitamin that can prevent any health condition. That's insane. These policies are all insane. We need to tear down the whole damn system and start over. We should end the FDA. We should end the WHO. End it. Get rid of it. Defund it. End the CDC. Just break it apart. The CDC, they spread the disease in America with their faulty test kits and their cover-ups and their lies. The CDC did not control disease. They let it spread. The CDC is the Centers for Disease Communication, I guess. They're not controlling anything. And the FDA is nothing but a Big Pharma marketing department, a monopoly enforcer for Big Pharma. The FDA hasn't done anything for humanity. The FDA gets people killed. The CDC gets people killed. All these corrupt institutions are getting people killed. And those of us who are telling the truth and trying to save lives and educate people and awaken people to the simple, safe, effective solutions like vitamin C, we are censored. We are smeared. We are slandered. We are, in essence, criminalized because we give you simple, safe, affordable solutions that don't enrich the drug companies and the vaccine manufacturers and the whole damn corrupt system. A system which is the enemy of humanity. A system which has to be dismantled if humanity is to have any kind of a future at all. A future with anything resembling health. We have to eliminate the CDC and the FDA and the WHO. Eliminate them. Tear them down. Defund them. Dismantle them. And we need to have new respect for freedom of speech and the First Amendment and health freedom so that no one is vaccinated against their consent. We need health freedom so that people have the choice to choose the system of medicine that they believe will work best for them, whether it's Chinese medicine or herbal medicine or massage therapy or chiropractic medicine or any of those things. It's the patient's choice, or should be. We need health freedom in America. And that's what I've been an advocate of for over 2 decades. And that's why I am censored everywhere, banned on every platform. Not because I said anything that was dangerous, but because I said things that were true, things that could help humanity end our dependence on Big Pharma and the corrupt, toxic vaccine industry. My name's Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger. This is what I do. I help educate and uplift humanity. And you can share my message by reading naturalnews.com and sharing the stories there, or listen to my pandemic reporting at pandemic.news. And find more podcasts at the Health Ranger Report channel at brighteon.com, which is the YouTube alternative for free speech. Brighteon.com, like the word bright, followed by eon, E-O-N.com. I pray for humanity. Thank you for listening. Share this everywhere.